Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka and thank God it's Friday. It's November 28th and we've had quite a week. So let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. Benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex hit record highs on Thursday after a gap of 14 months, but slipped from those levels to end largely flat. The Sensex crossed the 86,000 mark and the Nifty touched 26,300 for the first time ever. But both indices gave up gains towards the close. The Sensex ended just 111 points higher at 85,720, while the Nifty added a modest 10 points to close at 26,216. The market breadth turned neutral with the advance decline ratio at 1:1, but skewed in favor of losers. The mid-cap index ended with gains of 51 points and the Nifty Bank index added 209 points to close at 59,737. Autos saw a mixed close. Ashok Leyland and Tata Motors commercial vehicles surged around 6% each, while two-wheelers like Eicher Motors and Bajaj Auto slipped up to 3%. EMS counters came under heavy selling pressure, with Gains Tech, PG Electroplast and Amber Enterprises dropping anywhere between 3-4% apiece. Meanwhile, recent outperformers such as Indian Bank, Hitachi Energy and RBL Bank saw some profit-taking. In the broader market, Samvardhana Motherson gained over 4%, while mid-cap IT names like LTI Mindtree, Coforge and KPIT Tech rose around 2% each. MCX extended its rally, climbing to nearly 10,500 rupees, while Car Trade fell 4% after calling off its acquisition plans for Car Dekho and Bike Dekho. GMDC extended its winning streak, adding another 5% after the government approved the rare earth magnet manufacturing scheme. On the fund flow front, foreign institutional investors were net sellers, offloading shares worth over 1,200 crore rupees, while domestic institutions continued to buy, pumping in nearly 3,950 crore rupees as per the provisional data. Experts believe the market could now enter a phase of mild consolidation after the sharp rally that took benchmarks to record highs, suggesting that a buy-on-dip strategy remains the preferred approach. The GIFT Nifty, meanwhile, is hinting at a flat but positive start this Friday morning. An important update: the National Stock Exchange has announced a reduction in the lot sizes of major index derivatives starting from the January 2026 expiry. The Nifty 50 lot size will be cut to 65 from 75, Nifty Bank to 30 from 35, and Nifty Financial Services to 60 from 65. The move aims to keep contract values within the 10 to 15 lakh rupee range prescribed by the SEBI. And on the macro front, all eyes are on the Q2 GDP numbers that will be coming out later today. Economists expect growth between 7 and 7.5%, aided by softer inflation and a favorable base effect. While real GDP may hold steady, nominal growth could moderate further given the sharp fall in inflation during the quarter. IIP and foreign exchange reserves data are also due for release today. Let's take a quick check on the global markets this morning. Asian markets are trading mixed this Friday as US futures remain largely flat following the Thanksgiving holiday. The Nasdaq is on track to snap its 7-month winning streak, weighed down by weakness in technology shares. In Japan, headline inflation in Tokyo for October eased slightly to 2.7% from 2.8% in the previous month, while core inflation came in marginally higher at 2.8%, just above economists' expectations. Both the Nikkei and Kospi are trading mildly lower in early trade. Chinese equities are in focus after JP Morgan upgraded its stance on Chinese stocks to overweight, saying the potential for strong gains next year outweighs near-term risks. In the US, markets were shut on Thursday for Thanksgiving, with Wall Street set for a shortened session later today. US stocks are pacing for a losing month, with the Nasdaq on course to end its 7-month winning streak. In the currency market, the US dollar is heading for its steepest weekly drop in 4 months, as investors grow more confident about a potential Fed rate cut in December. In commodities, gold prices eased slightly from a 2-week high as traders reassess the likelihood of a December rate cut. Oil prices edged higher on thin holiday trading volumes, supported by optimism over a possible Ukraine peace deal. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin broke his silence on a US-backed peace plan, saying Moscow is ready for serious discussions based on the draft proposals. The clearest signal yet that both sides may be inching toward a diplomatic resolution to the nearly 4-year-long conflict. Now let's shift focus to the stocks that could be in action today. Wipro has bagged a multi-year engagement with Odido Netherlands to transform its IT systems and enhance customer experience across enterprise and consumer segments. The collaboration will leverage AI and automation to boost customer engagement, productivity, and cost efficiency. Adani Enterprises announced that its arm Adani Defense Systems, along with Prime Aero Services, will acquire a 72.8% stake in Flight Stimulation Technique Center, India's largest independent flight training company, for an enterprise value of 820 crore rupees. The company operates 11 full flight simulators and 17 training aircraft, offering end-to-end pilot training. In a large block deal on Dalal Street, Whirlpool Corporation sold 11.2% stake in its India arm for 1,490 crore rupees at an average price of 1,044.97 rupees a share. Among the buyers were Franklin Templeton Mutual Fund, HDFC Mutual Fund, Kotak Mahindra Mutual Fund and SocGen. Sona Comstar said it will apply for the government's rare earth magnet manufacturing scheme, a move that could help reduce reliance on Chinese imports. Managing Director Vivek Vikram Singh told CNBC TV 18 that domestic players still depend heavily on foreign technology partners, and only a handful of manufacturers in Japan and Germany produce magnets outside China. Ashoka Buildcon has been temporarily suspended from participating in ongoing and future NHAI bids for 1 month, following a show cause notice related to a project on the NH-66 elevated corridor. Global Health, the operator of Medanta Hospitals, inaugurated a new 550-bed super specialty facility in Noida. Zydus Life Sciences received tentative US FDA approval for tablets used to improve glycemic control in adults with diabetes. RVNL bagged a letter of acceptance from East Coast Railway for a project worth nearly 10 crore rupees. Also in focus will be GAIL, as PNGRB has approved an increase in pipeline tariff to 65 rupees 69 paise from 58 rupees 60 paise per MMBTU. The company had asked for tariff to be increased to 78 rupees per MMBTU. The new tariff will be effective from the 1st of January 2026 versus company's ask for 1st of January 2025. The next tariff review will be done on the 1st of April 2028. In corporate action, Thyrocare will trade ex-bonus today in the ratio of 2:1, while Autumn Investment and Patel Engineering will discuss bonus and rights issues at their respective board meetings. Meanwhile, Sudeep Pharma is set to make its market debut today after an impressive subscription of nearly 94 times the shares on offer in its IPO. And keeping the IPO buzz alive, Meesho, the Bengaluru-based e-commerce platform, backed by SoftBank, Prosus and Peak 15 Partners, has announced plans to open its 4,250 crore rupee IPO for subscription on the 3rd of December. The IPO includes a fresh issue and a 10.55 crore share offer for sale. The IPO price band has been set at 105 to 111 rupees per share. And in our Voice of the Day segment, listen in to Amit Kumar Gupta, founder of FinTech Capital, on the way forward for the market.
So Nifty has hit all-time high after almost 14-15 months. This has been majorly led by BFSI sector, with most of the asset quality issues behind us and the NIMs bottoming happening. So if we get a rate cut and tariff issues resolution over the next week, then we can also see, you know, another 2-3% rally by the year end. Having said that, I think the broader markets are still struggling for earnings growth. So in the next calendar year, probably, we will start seeing that. In that, we can see consumption actually leading the pack. So even though on-ground consumption sentiment remains mixed, there are visible tailwinds from GST cuts, income tax relief, lower borrowing costs, etc. So these factors, you know, can put a more disposable income in the consumer hands, and that should revive demand over the next few quarters. So, I'm a little skeptical about global cyclicals sector, but as far as the domestic economy is concerned, that is a core part of the strategy for the next calendar year.
And that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all the latest news and updates through the day. Thanks for listening and have a great trading day.